With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. A push for tourism gets started this week by a state official. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the key stops in promoting guests to the Bayou State.
Starting this week, Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden will host town hall meetings at three locations in Louisiana he'd like to see tapped for tourism growth. Darden says they'll be in Shreveport tomorrow to get input from the community about opportunities there, like the Louisiana Hayride.
And bring back the efforts of the Municipal Auditorium, which has undergone a beautiful facelift, but kept the original stage that Elvis was on.
The meeting in Shreveport will be held at the newly renovated Municipal Auditorium, which Darden says is a great potential marketplace for the state. He says he'll be in Monroe on October 28th at the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum to talk about the unprecedented attention that Northeast Louisiana has been getting thanks to recent projects.
Improvements to the Chenault Museum and, of course, the Poverty Point announcement that we made not too long ago, that Poverty Point is now going to be the 22nd place in America, the 1,001 place in the world to be a World Heritage Site.
Darden says they'll be in Lafayette on October 15th at Vermilionville. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
State revenue officials say a Tallulah woman has been arrested and faces more than 30 felony counts related to a $60,000 tax fraud scheme. Louisiana Department of Revenue officials say Chatoria Tyler allegedly submitted false claims for state child care tax credits in 2012 and 13 on behalf of her client's former tax preparation business. They say 10 of Tyler's clients have come forward saying that they do not have any dependents and have never provided any information stating that they did. Tyler was arrested Thursday and booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison on 15 counts of computer fraud, 15 counts of filing false tax records, and 2 counts of criminal penalty for tax evasion.